Restored to sanity, Peter D, Wrexham. When I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was comfortable that the slogans and the scrolls were always on the walls in the AA rooms. The scrolls with the steps and the traditions on seemed a lifetime away for me to get involved in. The slogans I could understand and try to apply them to my daily life. On my travels to meetings outside my local areas and abroad, I've seen additional slogans and variations on the same theme. Hey, whatever works, I don't knock it. When I started to look at the step scroll, the second step always stood out as the most difficult for me to accept. The power greater than ourselves was simplified to the phrase, "There must be a God, I'm still alive." When I looked at my life in step one, it was obvious that my life was totally unmanageable and that I was powerless over alcohol and life. The need for a higher power was obvious to everyone else, and eventually even I couldn't deny the need for this power. But the word sanity was the one I was having the problem with. I felt the word sanity was associated with intelligence, and to prove I was sane, I showed my sponsor my school certificates. He wasn't impressed and mentioned that maybe I should be certified. He was very patient with me, and as we went through aspects of my life, he asked the question, "Are these the thoughts and actions of a sane mind?" I found a prayer that referred to the second step, which I thought was apt for my situation. It goes, "God, I'm standing at the turning point right now. Give me your protection and care as I abandon myself to you and give up my old ways and my old ideas just for today. Amen." My sponsor emphasised the words "willing to believe" as being the key. This helped to take away a lot of my prejudice towards religions. I was told to look for anything in italics as being important, and that there are two asterisks pointing to Appendix 2, the spiritual experience, at the back of the big book, which is obviously very important. The Herbert Spencer quotes with, "There is a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation." End quote. The contempt part was my problem. I was told your mind is like a parachute and it works better when it's open. My idea of a higher power changes every day since I've been in AA. I was very anti-religion before I came in, and I now realise I was envious of people who had faith and hope in a power greater than themselves. In the chapter "We Agnostics" of the Big Book, it says, "Actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman and child is the fundamental idea of God." End quote. With time, my idea of a higher power has changed, and hopefully will continue to do so. I now regard those knots in the stomach as my higher power questioning my thoughts and actions. If this is happening, it's likely I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, or not doing something that I should be doing. I was also told that doing nothing but just sitting there is doing something. The belief in this power grows stronger with the growth in acceptance that I need help from a higher power to have a better life. Going to meetings on a regular basis, seeing the program working in others, helps me in keeping the faith. It's great never to be alone and have the spiritual tools of the program in my life. End.